You are listening to KBUT Community Radio, 90.3 in Crested Butte, 88.9 in Gunnison, and worldwide at KBUT.org. This is Community Matters, KBUT's public affairs program, airing every other Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. On today's episode, we're going to learn more about programs and services for older adults in the Gunnison Valley. I'm joined now by grassroots organizer Beth Carter. You may know her as Hurricane here in the Valley. And she's been spearheading efforts to establish a senior center here in Crested Butte to serve North Valley residents. Beth, thanks so much for joining us.
I am very excited to be here.
We're so happy to have you. So let's get into how this all started and why it's important. What's the history here?
Right around in the time of the pandemic, I started volunteering with the Gunnison Country Food Pantry, and it really made me aware of the high number of older locals in CB that are socially isolated and determined to age in place. Our town is a social one, and these older adults miss out on the healthful benefits of community, nutritious meals enjoyed with others, and a variety of tailored programs from which to choose. At present, in Crested Butte, older adults are underserved, and for a long time I've been thinking that this is a service whose time has come. At times, my journey has been a virtual steeplechase because I get over one hurdle and I take two steps and I'm hitting another one, but we're getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's interesting because, like you said, we do have a senior center down in the city of Gunnison, but we've never had these types of programs here in Crested Butte to the same level.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what have you been working on now? I know we're talking about having a senior center in the depot here in Crested Butte.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's just a wonderful building. I've always enjoyed being there. And the town has graciously allowed us to use it for all of the weekdays. And it gives us a tremendous advantage in being able to have a facility to start with.
Yeah, that's huge. That's probably one of the biggest, you know, hurdles to...
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So what do you see in terms of the needs for Gunnison Valley residents, for these older adults?
Well, at the very basic level, cooking becomes less and less of a priority when you are isolated. And so nutritious meals would be the first thing that I would like to address. And then peer engagement, which is one thing that is so important because you can make friends and mix with people that are you friends you've had for a long time that you just don't get to see. Mixed age and game engagement, such as a grandkids program where kids come over from the schools and either do a craft or do an activity of some kind together, like reading a book.
Yeah, I love that. It seems like there's a lot of good opportunities for that type of engagement as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then for some people, they're not aware of all of the benefits that are available through Gunnison County and the Senior Resources Program. So the people in the program down there have offered to come up and occasionally give a presentation about a particular program and how they can take advantage of it. And it's something that will just make their lives easier or improve their health, their mental health, or their physical health.
Yeah. I mean, something that you brought up, which I hear about all the time, is just that isolation. Even, you know, during COVID, especially, a lot of older adults were isolated in their homes, and programs like the senior meals were some of the only interactions that they had during that time.
Yeah. And it's a slippery slope for people in that they don't realize that they're not just missing social engagement. It's you know, the awareness and the community and all of the things that are so important to us as we go through life. And then all of a sudden, it's either too icy out, the streets are too icy, or it's too cold, or you don't drive anymore and the bus is too far to get to, all of those things.
Yeah.
So they have to be considered. I consider them forward-thinking amenities, like shoveled walks for private walks and safe walks, say from the bus over to the depot, one that's sanded and is really safe for seniors, and things like investment programs, computer and phone one-on-one sessions, athletic and cultural outings. I mean, that's to name a few. I mean, as you know, I mean, Elizabeth has done a tremendous job of incorporating all of those elements into her senior center. And she has been a tremendous help to me in mentoring me in my effort. And I would like to offer as much as we can up here so that the seniors don't have to make a 60-mile trip for certain presentations or certain activities.
And, you know, you talk about these things like icy sidewalks or needing, you know, your driveway shoveled, things that are pretty unique to our resort community. We get a lot of snow. Mm-hmm. What other things do you see here that make the Gunnison Valley different for older adults?
One thing I think about is emergency medicine. Is we have an excellent EMS service up here. They are incredible. But if you need to get medical care, other than that, it is a journey to get down to the hospital to get the services that you need. And it's not an easy drive if you are driving, or it's a long trip on the bus, because the buses are trying very hard right now to make the journey smoother for seniors, to have a circulator possibly go around and pick up people and take them to their doctor's appointment, which I think I'm so excited about. So I'm hoping that they get to do that. And access to, say, a pool, take a swim. And the available of reasonably priced meals, which is difficult for most of us.
Right.
And especially for seniors on a limited income. And we, at the depot, unfortunately, we don't have a commercial kitchen, or we could produce some of these meals ourselves. But for the time being, we need to involve a caterer in that process, and so that everybody gets the meals, you know, according to the health department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we talk about, you know, some of the hardships of being here in this particular region, you know, with access to healthcare or, you know, climate issues, all these things. What are, in your mind, some of the benefits of living here in Crested Butte in the Gunnison Valley?
One is just waking up every day and looking out the window and saying, I get to live here.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
But on top of that, it's also just the fact that our community is so giving and so tight and has a reputation that it deserves for being one that considers other people and other situations. And whenever there's a sad event or a happy event, people participate and share that sorrow or joy with the people that are around them. And it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing about it.
Yeah.
And our weather, it is just, I mean, this has been an amazing season. And I there isn't one I don't like, except for the mud I had to drive in my car after I finished skiing today.
Yeah, I could do with a little less mud, but it's mud season.
It is mud season. They don't call it that for nothing.
So I know you've been kind of working on this process since, you know, early this year, maybe even a little bit longer. What are you hearing from the community? What do they want in terms, you know, needs and resources?
One of the things that I've heard so much is it's about time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, just anecdotally, most of the people that I have spoken with, I have been met with offers of, you know, who to go for grants and who to go to for grants or donations or support or foundations or municipalities. So there's a lot of understanding here of who could do what and how. And I haven't yet heard a discouraging word.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, that has made me move forward. I think if I had run into just too much dissent, I would say, well, is this really not practical? But everybody thinks it's practical and they're happy to have me working on it.
Yeah. And so what do you think, you know, you mentioned Elizabeth, and this is Elizabeth Gillis. She's the senior coordinator at the senior center down in Gunnison. And she has really kind of expanded programs for seniors and older adults throughout the valley. You know, they have group hikes and senior meals, transportation, lots of activities. Are these things that you want to continue up here as well? Like you said, you mentioned kind of these educational opportunities.
Yes, I'd like to see us have ski lessons. And I know that for people that are older, they might be intimidated by it, but there are ways to get out and enjoy the winter, which is key. Looking at it out the window is not a good thing. If you get outside and you're only out for a half an hour, you will, you know, you can learn how to just make your way around a loop, and you come in and things are different. And you're often out there with friends, and it just makes your day. So I hope we have that in terms of hikes, and I hope we have that in terms of skiing, and just adding as much as we can as fast as I can.
Right.
And one thing I don't want to do is just engage volunteers in leading hikes. And the Nordic Center has also talked about bringing a senior program over here, which I think is just incredible. Mm-hmm. And just move along. And one of the things that Elizabeth told me, I know she has made tremendous progress, but she said she did it one step at a time.
Yeah.
So that's what I'd like to do, because I don't want to get the ball rolling and then have it roll over me.
Right.
Okay. So it's been a real encouraging journey. That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
Because it has brought out people's hopes and wants, and people want athletic activity, people want cards, people want food, and we can do that.
Yeah,
we can do that.
And I, you know, when we were talking earlier, you kind of mentioned how unique our valley is. We have a lot of really active people here. You know, it's not just sitting at home, like you said. Like, people are skiing, they're hiking, biking, walking.
Yes.
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 Yeah.
You know, you see people that are, you know, riding down to Gunnison on a bike. And I say, you know, we are unique. This is not your normal place. And I think that it's important to encourage that, because that sense of well-being comes from all of those things.
Yeah. And so, you know, we mentioned too that the senior center will be housed at the depot. Can you describe this location for folks that have never been?
Well, it's pretty amazing. It has the old railroad platform is still attached on the back and the front. And then so the railroad tracks came along behind that platform. And that the building is runs perpendicular to Elk Avenue and has a beautiful visual effect because it is an older building that's really well maintained. And inside, there's a lot of, you know, wood paneling, and it just feels homey. Yeah. It's got a nice effect, and I think it will be nice for, you know, really good for us for setting up meals and doing presentations.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like folks to know before we sign off about this process? I know we're going to talk about, you know, this community forum coming up, and interested community members are all invited to attend this. It's taking place at the depot Thursday, March 28th from 4 to 6 p.m. And you can learn more about the development of the senior center and programs here in Crested Butte. The forum's also going to be moderated by Eva Veach from Region 10, and senior center coordinator Elizabeth Gillis will be in attendance as well. Anything I'm missing?
Actually, let's see. I think that what's going to happen is first we will greet people with something to drink and light appetizers and socialize for the period of time while people are arriving and arriving late. We do that here. And just to give people time to settle in, and then I'm going to introduce Eva and Elizabeth, and then Eva will start moderating this, and Elizabeth will flip chart all of the suggestions that we are going to try to draw from the audience that is there. What we want is wants, like I really want a good meal, needs, jacuzzi, maybe not, but it's that kind of thing, yeah. Where what we want to do is compile all this information and then prioritize it and move in that direction as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Well, anything else you would like folks to know? Like I said, this event at the depot, this community forum, is taking place Thursday, March 28th from 4 to 6 p.m.
I would like to invite you to contact me at crestedbuteseniorcenter@gmail.com if you have any questions, and I'm happy to answer them to the best of my ability. I'm writing grants right now, and I am trying to complete them as soon as possible so that we can bring some funding on board. And I think that is all. So call me if you want to talk about any of this. Email me, and we can discuss this. You can leave your contact information, and we can talk about it. And I really can't think of anything, but if you're a volunteer leader for tours, let me know and we can get that started as soon as possible.
Yeah. Well, you heard it here first. We are joined by grassroots organizer Beth Hurricane Carter. You might know her. And she's been spearheading these efforts to establish a senior center here in Crested Butte to serve North Valley residents. This is Community Matters, KBUT's public affairs program. We air every other Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. In case you just tuned in, you can also hear this episode on our website. That is kbut.org. And if you'd like to learn more about senior center services in the city of Gunnison, you can go to gunnisonco.gov or give them a call at 970-641-8272. Special thanks to Beth Hurricane Carter. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's regional roundup. That's coming up in just a few minutes here on KBUT.